Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
All right, let's talk college hoops now because we do have some top 25 action here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Let's start with number 19, Florida Atlantic at UAB. UAB, the unranked team here, but still favored. A point and a half favorites at home here. Total 148 and a half. Jinx, what's the angle?
Well, the angle is this. You have to be very careful when betting this game because the real key is whether or not UAB is going to get back Jelly Walker tonight. He's one of the best shooters in the country, one of the scorers in the country, but he's missed the last five games with a bruised foot. He is the key to the Blazers offense, and they struggle without him. I was reading about when he got this injury and actually thought that he broke his foot because it was so painful, but it's just some sort of deep tissue contusion. If he suits up tonight, then I like UAB. The problem is, I don't know if he does coming off that injury. This is a guy who averages 24 points a game. So I'm going to lean Florida Atlantic here because I don't know if Walker's going to play.
Here's where you look at the trends and you start to maybe notice something. Because initially you see this game, you're like, the ranked team is the underdog in this game. And I saw a trend that I feel like is pertinent here. And it is unranked home favorites in college hoops this year are 20 and 10 ATS against ranked opponents. That's 67%. So Jinx, we've talked about this before. There should be a little alert in your brain that goes off when a ranked team is not the favorite in a game against an unranked opponent. Do you think this trend is valuable here?
Absolutely. We see it all the time because those are the spreads that trick you, right? They make you think, oh, this is an obvious play, and you have to take a step back and say, no. That's exactly what I'm supposed to bet. Let me take a look at the other side. And you never want to bet it blindly, but yeah, I think that's something you absolutely should look at because I think more often than not, that ends up being the winner or the right side.
Yeah, especially in the Big Ten. All this great information from Josh Applebaum on Twitter, where I found it. But here, if you look at FAU against UAB, just last time around on January 5th, this was a close game. FAU won it at home 88-86. So FAU looks like the better team on paper. They are ranked, but still do not be surprised if this game is a little closer than maybe you would imagine. Let's go to number three, Houston at Wichita State. This is a big number here. Houston laying 12.5, total 130.5. Jenks, you're never getting value on these top tier teams, but they're very good. So do you like something here?
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of what I'm seeing tonight in college basketball. There's one game I really like, and we'll get to that game. But when it comes to this game in particular, I want to follow just the trends here. The Cougars are 7-0 against the spread in their last seven road games. They're really good away from H-Town. And they also have been a monster covering the spreads all season long. Cougars are 24-10 against the number going back, I think, to last season. So that Houston defense slowly clamps down. I believe in this game, maybe pulls away late, but 12.5 is a big number.
Right, and the trend to monitor is something that I wouldn't have expected. Houston plays such great defense that you would kind of say, maybe some unders. But both of these teams are hot to the over right now. Both Houston and Wichita State, 7-3 to the over in their last 10 games. So if you look at this total, 131.5, it seems on the lowish end. I don't know, maybe an over is in play, but it's hard to kind of pinch your nose and say, I'm going to take an over at a Houston game because there is a good chance that the opposition, whoever they're playing, is going to really struggle against that Houston defense. So I don't think there's anything here that I really like. Maybe you take a shot on Wichita State, but you can totally see Houston running just about anybody out of the gym. Let's go to the Pac-12. We've got number 9 UCLA hosting Washington. UCLA laying a big number here at 17.5 and the total 136.5. Jinx, are you laying the chalk?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
God, I kind of want to. I the Bruins have lost 2 straight, so this is a good time to get them in a buy-low spot. And the last time they faced Washington, Washington's offense is not good. The last time they played, the Huskies scored 49 points. That's a season low. Now, they shot really poorly in that game. I don't expect that again. But UCLA won by 25. This is a very stingy Bruins squad defensively. I don't know if I see the Huskies having success. And also, UCLA is a completely different team when playing at home at Pauley Pavilion. So I think I would lean laying 17.5. I don't want to play a game where I'm laying this many points, but that would be my lean.
Do you ever think there's value in playing a total after a game kind of had an outlier result? Because didn't you say Washington shot really poorly in that game? Only scored 49 points. I would imagine there's some kind of value there. If you look at Washington, they've actually hit the over in 4 of their last 5, scored 72 against Arizona, even though I think that's kind of a different game pace. We know Arizona really guns and goes when it comes to their offense, so maybe an over there, but I'm not really feeling anything. I don't ever feel great about laying, you know, 17.5 points. I think in that case, you always consider the underdog. So for me, it would be maybe Washington getting the 17.5, because at some point you're going to take your foot off the gas pedal, right?
Yeah, I think so. I can't make a strong case for laying a monster number like this unless I have a very, very strong handicap. And here it's just more like, okay, Washington's offense isn't that good. Now, UCLA is 11-0 at home this season. KenPom has the Bruins by 18, so this number is right there since the spread is 17.5. It makes me a little nervous. Lean UCLA, but I think there are better games on the board.
Right. I'm never laying 17.5. I'm just not doing it. Staying in the Pac-12, we've got number 5 Arizona hosting Oregon. A shorter spread here, but still pretty sizable. Arizona laying 8.5. Total 150.5. Oregon has been on a bit of a roll lately, winning 4 of their last 5. Arizona has won 4 straight, and clearly we know they are a great offense. So what do you play here?
I love Arizona here in a big way. I think this is a great revenge spot for them because Oregon won this first matchup in a blowout by 19 points. It was not close. So the Ducks are going to have Arizona's full attention here. And Oregon is a team that does not do a good job forcing turnovers, and they're not good at guarding the perimeter. So that's a huge problem because, as we know, the Cats one of the best offensive teams in the country. Sort of reminds me of the Kansas State spread, where Kansas State won the initial matchup, and then we saw Kansas at home laying 6.5. We thought, whoa, this spread is way too high. I think you look at this game and you say, oh, the Wildcats laying 8.5. They lost to Oregon. Why is it this many points? I think Arizona rolls tonight. I am definitely on the Cats minus 8.5.
Logic would agree with you. I think I would be on Arizona too, but this is where my PTSD kicks in, because exact same situation for Arizona. I think it was last Thursday when I played them against, I believe it was Washington State. It was a revenge spot where Washington State had beaten them the game before. And then you were thinking, okay, they're not going to cakewalk into this one because they really want to beat them. And then I lost by the hook. So I think just by virtue of that, I cannot in good faith play Arizona today, or else I will break a TV if they continue to not cover by the hook. And then finally, a couple other games: Santa Clara at number 12 Gonzaga laying 13.5, and also San Francisco at number 18 St. Mary's laying 13.5. Jinx, do you like either of these games?
I don't. Well, I tell you what, I would lay it with the Gales. I don't like betting on Gonzaga. They're awful against the spread.
Who are the Gales?
That's St. Mary's. Okay. St. Mary's laying 13.5. They're 7-0 against the spread in their last 7 games against the Dons. I think that's probably my favorite play of those two games.
Yes, I did not know who the Gales were. So you learn something new every day.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.